Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
All right, and here we are back again talking about the Real Housewives because, hey, we have nothing better to do with our life than watch other crazy women on TV make lots of money by doing it.
That's right, and I am proud. I am proud, girl. I'm proud.
Yes, we are on Facebook, so make sure you check us out. And let's roll on into, of course, the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Let's do it.
The reunion struggle is continuing with NeNe Leakes and the rest of the ladies.
Well, let's start off by saying we find out some information that was kept from us. That she choked a producer?
I mean, this is insane. Okay, I mean, I really am just outlandish about this. Yeah. Of course, again, yes, NeNe actually has gone out of her mind to assault other people when it comes to this closet ordeal.
Yeah.
And she's getting paid.
And she is getting a raise, girl. Mm-hmm. Reportedly, she is getting a raise.
Yeah, she's getting like $2.3 million.
Yeah, she's getting an increase from last season.
So she went off on Andy Cohen, bantering back and forth. She's like, listen, I'm done talking about this.
Yeah.
I am done talking about this.
Right.
But
yeah.
It's true. Once a producer entered the closet, she literally attacked this man.
Yes.
The poor guy had to go to the hospital. A tooth was broken out of his mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do this.
You can't do it. And then you're getting a raise. I mean, what message are we sending? I mean, I feel like we've just created a monster. Because who knew, like, she choked a producer. His tooth got knocked out.
Yeah.
And she went to the hospital.
She doesn't think she's hypocritical whatsoever.
Yeah.
In the past seasons, she has specifically told Portia Williams to not put your hands on other women.
Yes.
It happened between her and Kim Zolciak at one time.
Yeah.
Remember with Sheree and Kim?
Yeah.
They're like, girls, do not put your hands on other people.
Right.
At least don't do it on the camera.
Right.
And what does she do?
She did it.
She does, but she goes, but at least I didn't get on the camera.
Yeah, well, you got it on the camera this
time.
Well, where's all the unseen footage? Like, I want it.
They're keeping it.
They are keeping it.
Keeping it real. You know, there might be a lawsuit. Who knows? That cameraman might be doing one.
There should be. And I just, what was I going to say? Like, I just don't think, I'm surprised that she didn't get fired from the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is physical. I mean, she ripped someone's shirt. She choked someone. And she didn't seem sorry. She wasn't sorry for it.
She actually acts like she had no idea that this actually occurred, that, you know, this man went to the hospital.
Did you see when she was sitting on the couch? She was like,
it's too bad.
Really? I'm like, girl, that's like Incredible Hulk stuff you're doing.
But here's the crazy part of that, too. Now, Eva comes to her defense and says, listen, she told you all not to go in her closet.
Yeah.
You disrespected her and her wishes.
Right.
This is not NeNe's fault. I thought that was a little surprising.
So here's the thing. Eva's wishy-washy, okay? Mm-hmm. But Eva, NeNe has cut you off. So one minute she wants to support NeNe and say, because it's true.
Yeah.
You don't go into someone's home and take over in an area that you're not supposed to.
No.
And she said she did talk to the producer and the cameraman. They knew not to go in that area.
Yeah, they knew.
But the reaction was just really extreme.
I really think for this camera guy, if he ended up trying to sue her, he won't continue in this industry. I think that's probably a fear. Oh, yeah. I think
that's a good point.
Yeah, I think that might be a fear.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
You know, and things got really crazy and really sad. You know, when it came to NeNe and Cynthia, I mean, those ladies were going headstrong. And I was really proud of... of her in general, going after NeNe and standing by her ground. Cynthia saying, listen, if you're going to let our relationship end over this stupid thing about Kenya, that's really sad. But hey, if you want to bring it, let's go. I'm not backing down on it.
Here's the thing, though, that I agree with that, but I think it's a buildup. You know, it's not like you just end a friendship. Like, they have been through other things and worse things and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I think, Cynthia, from her point of view, is like, look, you put such high expectations on friendships. Which, don't get me wrong, I think Cynthia is guilty in this. I do. I think Cynthia's lying.
Oh, I do too.
And
I think she knew about
she's afraid of NeNe.
Mm-hmm.
So she is sticking with that lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's just so fed up. Like, anything I do could be miscued wrong, or I can't do anything right as a friend. So she just is finally like, forget it.
Yeah.
Just.
Well, she ends up saying that, NeNe, you know, you just throw people away like they're a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
When you have no more time with them, you just throw them away like a piece of garbage.
Again, it's just shocking she's getting this raise when she assaulted someone and when she gave nothing on the 3-part reunion and you're not even interacting with anyone.
Well, actually, now I'm going to go against what you said because I believe she did bring this season. It's all because
of
her.
She did.
So
no, you're right about that.
So I think she does deserve, it makes sense she's getting paid big time.
Yeah. She lets it all out.
Ooh, honey.
Yeah.
She let it all go.
Yes.
But again, you know, and then Marlo, of course, is sitting next to her and she's got to be under her breath, you know, cutting down Cynthia and everybody else on the show.
Yeah.
Because again, she's like her puppet. Nene just has these little puppets.
Yeah.
And Cynthia was one, I think.
Well, and I just wonder who Nene, because right now she has no allies.
Mm-hmm.
So besides Marlo, which doesn't really have a peach.
Marlo.
So like,
she should.
I'm just wondering, well, and we got to find out why. Why doesn't she have a peach? So like,
because she's a hooker.
Well, that's why. But like, who is Nene going to bring on with her? You know, because there's rumors she's trying to get Tamar on, Phaedra back. Even Kim Zolciak back.
Bring some Kim, honey. I would love for Kim.
You want Kim to come back?
I love Kim. Yeah, I watched Tardy for the Party.
Yeah.
I still watch that show. So here is actually Nene, not on the show. She's doing an interview.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the fact, yes, I know that Kenya is coming back. I get it.
Okay.
And this is what she has to say.
All right.
Now, Phaedra, you know, listen, I'm not against anybody returning to this show. I've been on this show for a long time. I started this show, okay? So I want the show to continue on for the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Okay.
So if they want to bring back anybody they want to bring them back. I won't be like that other girl. If you bring them back, I'll quit. I will never be that way. Bring them back.
Bring them all back. Come on, girl.
Before. I mean, I need this show to continue on. I'm going to still be here. So bring them back. I mean, I'm going to, why would I leave? Bring any enemy that you want to bring back.
There you have it. Yeah. So well, Phaedra, Kenya, you can all, Kim, come on back.
She's saying, I mean, okay, so this is interesting because the first time, remember, she left.
Yeah.
She left after how many seasons because she couldn't take it anymore, which I think actually helped her career because when she came back in a really big way.
Are you talking about Kim?
No, Nene.
Are you talking about
Nene? She left. You know, it was the first time she left after, I don't know, like 10,
oh, yeah, there was a while when season. When she left,
And then she came back really strong. And now she's like, I will never leave. Like, you can never get me.
Well, listen, if she's getting divorced, if that's truly happening, the girl needs to still make some coin. And we will see.
Coin.
She's making a lot of coin.
Yeah, she is.
A lot of coin.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on over to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
These ladies make a lot of coin.
Yes, they do.
I want to ask you what you thought about the episode between the petite and pretty makeup line for kids.
Oh, girl. I was going to ask you the same thing. Consider, you know, because you have... Because
I'm a mom?
Yeah, because you're a mom. But I thought, honestly, I'm not a mom. I thought it was too much.
Yeah, I don't need to bring my kid to go buy makeup like that.
Yeah, they looked very pageant-like to me, and it scared me because these are really... And, you know, again, I think it's so beautiful when you're a mom and you have a daughter that you can share stuff like that with, like, makeup and hair, and it's so cute. But I just thought that was way overboard.
Well, I love... Gia loves to come to, like, Sephora or Ulta, and we always love playing with makeup.
Yeah.
And that's fun for us, but, you know, there's, like, it's just because I'm with my daughter.
I mean,
we don't wear makeup when we go to school or when we're out. My daughter's nine, but we like to play with it.
Yeah.
I don't like this message. Hey, it's like going to Justice. Let's go to the kids' makeup store now and buy you makeup.
Right. I totally agree. I just, you know, I looked at how young they looked, and then I'm thinking, what could possibly all the things be going on in their head?
Oh, my.
You know, like with all that makeup on, and then they're in front of a camera. And
Photo shoot.
I mean, you're just...
Too young.
Some insecurity here.
Yeah. The little girl should just enjoy being a little girl and do makeup, dress up once in a while.
Yeah.
But we're not going to go like, hey, I'm going to go to Walgreens and buy my prescription. Then I'm going to head on over to the petite and pretty kid store to buy you some eyeliner.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Not having it.
No.
What did you think about Camille and Kyle sitting together and the beautiful, Lisa and Denise, the gift that Lisa gave Denise?
Oh, what? Okay,
the pink porcelain vase.
Okay, yeah, I saw the gifts. What was I doing at the time? I saw the pink gifts that she put in the car, but I didn't know.
Is it pink porcelain vase?
You know. Okay, so as we both agree, we really like Denise. I love Denise.
Oh, yeah.
Denise, it really is just like, I don't care. Don't get me a gift.
Yeah,
Lisa, you should have kept the gift. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
It was $400.
Yeah,
and that was just the big one. She also got a small one too.
It is the thought that counts. It but is. I guess when you have all that money, I mean, I would just be spending on random stuff too.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm just like, wow, that's that. Thank you. Listen, you're giving a $400 pink face to a woman who wants to go on an RV trip.
Right.
She'd probably you know, some camping gear, maybe, perhaps.
She's going to re-gift that.
Listen, Denise, that's why we love Denise. She's just like us. She's like, you're just, you know.
She's so down to earth.
Yeah, she's not high maintenance.
I really like her. And so what did you think about all this stuff that came out about what she's still dealing with Charlie Sheen?
Oh, well, that's sad. I mean, I think that'll always continue. I mean, Charlie did some horrible things to this woman when they were together.
Yeah, and she's still dealing with it. And look, and then I thought, well, maybe that's what makes her so laid back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's just so laid back. She's like, I've been through this for 13 years. Like,
well, she feels bad because of her kids.
Yeah.
So,
well, of course.
With any divorce, you know, your children get affected. Unfortunately, so it's
what do you
hard.
Think about her hottie?
I love
husband.
Him. He's hot as hell.
Mm.
Yes, honey. Just listen. My man and I, we sleep together every morning.
Every morning.
We go and we work out every morning.
Every morning.
You've got,
I mean, that's a dream come true.
Keep on doing it, girl.
That's a dream come
Keep
true.
Keep on doing it. Yeah. And then, of course, the ladies go to see Boy George, which was super fun. Billy Idol surprised them.
Right.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun to see all of those get together.
That was
good. Just because, as far as time purposes, this right here probably was the most disturbing thing that I've ever seen any of the guys do to the housewives. Take a listen.
Do you ever feel vulnerable, like scared someone would do something to me?
No, you can't think like that.
Nobody thinks like that.
If you're one person with thousands staring, like, you could be a little bit vulnerable.
You can't even get on with your best friend, so you could have issues.
Wow.
Come on, PK.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a jerk, and remember, he's always been a jerk. He was a jerk last season. He's always just been inappropriate. He's one of those husbands that wants to be a housewife.
He needs to calm down.
He does.
We don't like that term, but he does. I mean, stay out of it.
And then it's like, he always masks it's English humor.
That's not funny.
No,
not funny. No. So I was like really surprised when he like that. I'm like, who's more evil? Would it be Ken and how he talked to Kyle, reaming her out to get out of his house, or PK being like that?
I think PK, because I don't like it when people say I'm just joking and they're not.
Yeah, you're not joking. You did it on purpose.
I didn't like that.
All right, the Real Housewives of New York.
Yes,
I was surprised to finally hear that Tinsley admits she and her man have finally broken up.
They've broken
up. Her and Scott are done.
Yeah.
It's about time.
And, you know, you thank Bethany for that, pretty much. Because
she talks the talk, honey.
But you know what? I think when you have such a rash reaction that way, like the way she reacted at the dinner.
Yeah.
I think it really was like, if this is a good, healthy relationship and he's committed to me, I would not be reacting like this.
I would not be reacting like this.
Yeah.
So real quick before we have to go, what do you think about Mario and Ramona being back together?
I love it. I love it. Actually, it was really nostalgic for me to see him. He does have some swag to him.
Yes, he does.
I hope they get back together. I do.
I know. I wonder if they will.
Yeah, I hope so.
We will see.
Okay, girl.
And there you go. That is your reality check.
So nasty and so rude.